Welcome to AXA XL's Let's Talk podcast on Fast Fast Forward. Today's podcast is hosted by Jennifer Schiff, AXA XL's global leader for art. As the leading art insurance carrier partnering with museums, galleries, dealers, private collectors, and exhibitions around the world, we enjoy a unique perspective within the art world, bolstered by our long-standing relationships in the industry. Through this speaker series, we will engage business partners and art experts around the world to foster continued connection within the community, even in today's remote environment.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the second edition of our art podcast. I'm Jennifer Schiff, the global leader for art at AXA XL, a division of AXA. And today we have a special guest joining us from Brussels. His name is Henry Blundell. He's the leader of Art Solution, an international organization focused on providing IT services to the finest dealers, galleries, fairs, and institutions around the world. And I must also note that Art Solution is the group behind the most recent innovation in the art world, Art City. Welcome, Henry, and thanks for joining us today. If you're up for it, we have a number of topics we'd love to cover and hear your thoughts on. And so we'll just get started and maybe begin by asking you how Art Solution began as a company and how it's evolved over time.
Well, Art Solution, we've been in the business now for 16 years. And what we do is that we're an IT company specialized in management systems for art fairs and art galleries. And we've also launched a media platform called masterart.com, which is an aggregator site from the inventories from the top, the high-end dealers who we work with. We've also got MasterArt VR, which is a platform dedicated to virtual exhibition. Virtual exhibitions of galleries or of stands at fairs. So yes, we cover pretty much all aspects of the IT needs and management systems that a gallery or an art fair would need and use.
Understood. It sounds complex, not being an IT specialist, but I've seen the outcome and know how supportive all the clients are. So I know it's working well and it seems to have been a big success. From your view, looking back over the years, what's been the biggest challenge and what do you think is your greatest success so far?
Well, being in the IT business is always challenging because what you are developing now or the concepts you're working on now will be not outdated, but there'll be already new technologies and new concepts coming up by the time you finish them. So you can never really rest. Now, that's also the very exciting part of our business is that, you know, we permanently have to innovate and look ahead. And that's what also our clients require very much from us. They do require that we sort of advise them on what can be done on the in the technology sector. Now, COVID, of course, was a great booster for this, but that's just one example. You know, it's just always like that. We always have to come up with new ideas and functionalities.
Ever evolving. I'm sure it doesn't make for restful nights. Maybe we could move then to Art City. You've mentioned a bit about COVID and you've mentioned a bit about the client base, but how does all of that then lead, or how did it all lead you to Art City as an idea, execution? You've just now closed Art City, the inaugural event. Maybe you could just tell us a bit about the challenges and the successes of the event for the first time.
Yes. So, you know, Art City was very much triggered and related to the pandemic. I was at TFF Maastricht in March when the fair had to close early because of a COVID case on the fair. And then we were all sent back home. And very quickly, I understood that it wouldn't be a 4-6 week problem, that, you know, it would take much longer than that. Now, as I said, you know, we service art fairs and galleries, and obviously the art fairs have been very affected by the COVID situation, having to cancel their events, and which, you know, affected also somehow our business. And we sort of, you know, concentrated and looked at what we could do as an IT company to come up with a solution for those art fairs and for the galleries. Having then, you know, been thinking about it and seeing what was done with other actors and players of the art market, we sort of said, you know, what could we do differently? You had the viewing rooms, which, you know, Art Basel started the first one when they cancelled Art Basel Hong Kong. And I give them a lot of credit and praise for have turned around so quickly and to have come up with a viewing room online, you know, a few weeks after the cancellation of the fair. But we didn't see it as something novel. A viewing room is very much an online listing or catalogue, which, you know, we've been used to for many years and hasn't really worked for the dealer side of the market. And then we said, you know, what is lacking online for it to work? Why do collectors and art enthusiasts flock to art fairs or to gallery exhibitions instead of just going online and seeing those their catalogs on their websites? And, you know, we sort of went down the line saying, well, you know, why do people really enjoy it so much? And we sort of retained three major points which we thought were important. The first one, it had to be an event because, you know, you create excitement and you can build up to that event. And also, it, you know, as you limit it in time, it sort of pushes, you know, invites people to take decisions quicker. The second point is what I call in French the mise en scène, is that the difference between an art fair, an exhibition, an art gallery, or a museum is that when you go and visit those stands or those galleries or those museum exhibitions, the art is set up in a beautiful surrounding. It is beautifully lit. How, you know, to put the sculpture on which plinth, what height next to what painting. All this is very important to give you the full scale of the artwork and the best impression impossible, possible. It's very difficult to do that on a website with just a JPEG image on a page. You're lacking the surrounding and the atmosphere. So that was point two. And then point three was just communication. What we're lacking on internet, and which is something which is very much linked to the dealer trade side of the market, is that a dealer really shares with you his knowledge and passion. And this is done verbally when you meet him in the gallery or when you meet him at a fair, which is something which you don't get when you buy at auction. But with dealers, it's a very important part of it. And that's something which you lacked on internet. Also, the difference between the trade side, dealer trade side, and I would say the auction side or an internet site is that the information you get on internet is very dry in the sense that you have a photograph of the artwork or multiple photographs. You do have the sort of technical details, which would be the artist name, the title, dimensions, media, period. All that is fine, but it's not very exciting. And when you discover art and enjoy art, you know, emotions are very important. And it's something which is difficult to convey on internet. So putting those three points together, we said, what could we do? And this is how Art City concept came up. First, because of the COVID, people were banned from traveling or visiting art galleries. And secondly, you know, all this communication part and how could you restore a link with the gallery? And so Art City is an imaginary city. Build up of buildings, very much like an art fair. Instead, that we've replaced the stands by houses. To every house is linked a gallery exhibition, and that gallery exhibition is shown as a virtual tour of the gallery space, Now, it could be a photographic tour, which means that, you know, we do a virtual tour of an existing physical exhibition in the gallery, or it's a full virtual VR tour using gaming technology, in which we've placed and exhibited the various paintings and artworks.
And Henry, the VR aspect is quite different to anything anyone else is doing so far, isn't it?
Yes, it's a totally different way of showing the art. Now, VR is, as a technology, has existed for 15 years or more. So it's not new as a technology, but it's just adapted to the art market. So instead of showing a catalog of images, which are the artworks, you actually show the artworks in situ. So that's a sort of novel part. Every artwork is clickable in the tour, so which means that when you see an artwork in the tour, you can click on it and have, you know, full documentation on it, and then have this discussion, as I said earlier, with the gallery, where you can gain the knowledge and passion from the dealer, and which he is very happy to share.
And what sort of feedback have you had thus far? Both, I imagine visitors, potential collectors or existing collectors and potential buyers were quite excited at the imagery. And how did the dealers find everything, as it was the first time doing this?
Well, you know, as you say, it was the first time. You know, we set up all this very quickly. Art City was a totally novel concept. Now, we knew that we wouldn't get everything right on this first event, and we had little technical glitches at start. But overall, you know, the response has been absolutely fabulous. Visitors have been sending us messages and emails and feedback, you know, saying, you know, how lovely Art City was, because they had the impression to traveling again to London or to Paris, visiting those galleries as if they were in the gallery. From the dealers, we've had a very supportive response. Now, of course, this is the first event, so, you know, they're looking at already the second event and looking at even a greater success for the second event. But, you know, overall, we've been very encouraged to go forward and keep on with the concept. This first event was very much an act of resilience, you know, in regards to the pandemic, and also collaborative event. This is why, you know, I'm so happy that AXA Excel came on board and, you know, immediately shared this same view, saying, well, we're all having our difficulties here because of the COVID situation. And let's try and do something together where, you know, we can create a platform for visibility and perhaps a new business channel. And that has been a great, great success. And, you know, and we are really, really geared up for a next event, and which we'll hope will be early next year, spring next year. Yes, you know.
Excellent. Well, you've already beaten me to one or two other questions about what's next. So that's good to know. There's already work in progress. And from our view, the AXA Art Prize already had started working on a virtual exhibition before we knew about Art City. And what we had done as an alternative to an in-person exhibition in three different cities across the U.S. felt like a great alternative. But to be honest, then the additional layer of the virtual tour in the sort of 3D virtual sense that Art City provided was a great addition. So we've been thrilled. And that makes me wonder, as you mentioned, sort of what's next on the heels of a great success on many levels. How do you think the interest and participation in Art City will go in future when COVID is under control and we're all able to get out and enjoy physical exhibitions? Do you see this as an interim or a continuation well and truly into the future, even when we're all back to live visits?
Well, that's a very good question. I don't know. I'm not sure if you've got all the answers yet, but you know, we don't see it as a sort of interim venture. It's too much of an investment to have gone into this just for a one-off. We do see potential for it over time. But, you know, which I really insist on, you know, Art City being a virtual experience or online experience, I prefer that term, doesn't replace the physical experience. So, you know, I do sincerely hope that we will be seeing the fairs running again as soon as possible, that galleries will be holding many exhibitions in their galleries. But, you know, internet has taken an important space and place in our lives. And it is very important for the art market to be as present on internet as they would be in fairs and galleries. So for that reason, we're there, you know, to stay.
Fantastic. And do you think that in future, the presence of Art City for your organization changes what you do and the focus, or does it just allow you to have an additional layer, a different direction to go in?
Yes, it does, because it's not just a byproduct. You know, this is really a product on itself. It's a venture on itself. And so we've hired a dedicated team for Art City, and this team will be, you know, now solidly established and scaled up for the next Art City. So it will be, yes, a venture which will run on its own, expand on its own, independently from the core company. But on the management side, you know, it's its own team. And especially, you know, we're looking at doing several Art Cities a year. And one of the ideas is also to do, you know, Art Cities by cities. So you would have an Art City Paris, London, New York, Milan, Amsterdam. So we would focus on locations, which would be also, you know, the possibility for people then to have the feeling of traveling again. There's a very sweet elderly man who sent us a message during the Art City event saying he couldn't thank us enough because he had been very unwell these last years and can hardly walk anymore, but was a great collector all his life. And thanks to Art City, he could now visit all those galleries and exhibitions and artworks again from his chair behind his computer.
It's a fabulous story, and I imagine that's true for a lot of people, whether they've been unable to travel for years or even a few months. For some people, a few weeks has been a difficult sacrifice, but I know everyone enjoyed being able to see all the various scenes and settings offered by the galleries. So again, a real adaptation and improvement upon basic viewing rooms, I think. And you had started to mention a few of the other cities, which, as usual, is one step ahead of me in my questioning, but it sounds like there's quite a lot planned for the future in various cities around the world.
Yes, what we've discovered through the feedback we received from visitors, you've got this voyeur side to people, and you know they just say it's absolutely fabulous to be able to sort of peep into the galleries and to visit those exhibitions. And, you know, as you very, you know, said, you know, very cleverly said, it's a way for people to travel again without traveling. Now, it doesn't replace traveling. But, you know, it says, well, let's go and visit the galleries in Paris, you know, in the Carré Rive Gauche. And then, you know, you could go and visit the galleries in Paris. And then let's go to Milano. I've never been to Milano, and I've never seen the art galleries in Milano. And Art City is giving me this ability to do it. We're quite ambitious for the future. Now, of course, you know, we're cautious, and we're going step by step. And, you know, and we'll see how it all rolls out. But for the moment, it's been all positive. And, you know, technically now we've improved as well. So we are ready for the next big one.
Excellent. Well, we're ready as well. Mm-hmm. We'll be looking forward to the next one, mm-hmm. whenever it may be ready. And on that note, we just want to thank you for including the AXA Art Prize in Art City, and also for allowing us all to virtually travel, the next best thing. And in the coming months, we'll look forward to doing more of the same. But thank you so much for your time today.
Well, you know, thank you, Jennifer, and thank you again to AXA. Really, your trust in this and your quick decision has been really, really much appreciated. And the participation with the Academy. I thought that the Academy was a fantastic addition to the Art City, because it was putting up, you know, forward an educational part of the art world, where the dealers, of course, it's mainly the art market, and here it gave this, you know, and it's also a step up the ladder for the artists exhibiting in that exhibition.
Exactly. I know the New York Academy of Art was thrilled to participate as well, and it does create now global exposure to the students exhibiting in the AXA Art Prize, which is invaluable. So thank you again. We were all thrilled with the outcome.